Chinese consulate pays protesters to welcome communist leader in San Francisco. San Francisco free hotel, free flight, free food. The Chinese consulate hasn't been tight-fisted when it comes to its communist leader's first visit to the United States in 6 years. Greeters for Xi Jinping's arrival in San Francisco pocketed hundreds of dollars, along with an all-expense-covered trip that brought some of them from the other side of the United States, according to some participants, observers, and screenshots of social media conversations leading up to the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Many pro-Beijing protesters donned red caps or uniforms while waving red flags, saturating the blockaded streets with the color closely associated with communism. At least one person, a woman donning a black dress who was eating a boxed lunch while standing with her back against a building wall, was carrying a red tote bag, which suggests that she has ties to the Chinese consulate in New York, according to a dissident who had trailed them. There are more clues in the attire, the dissident said. Anyone with a red cap came from New York. I followed them from behind, Xiao Jia told NTD, a sister media outlet of the Epoch Times, adding that these people were hired for the job, raking in by her account as much as $200 a day. They are also misled, she said. The woman, who also lives in New York, was part of a small group of petitioners holding a banner and staging a demonstration in front of the St. Regis Hotel, where Mr. Xi will be staying during the week as he joins the closely watched meeting with President Joe Biden. As the woman spoke, swarms of Beijing supporters drew near, drowning out the petitioners' voices with chants of welcome. Many sources point to money as the motivation for their enthusiasm. A recording shared with the Epoch Times showed a man from China's southeastern Fujian province in his 60s, acknowledging that he was coming to San Francisco at no cost to himself. Screenshots circulating online also show a leader from the Chinese student group the Chinese Students and Scholars Association at the University of Southern California informing senior association members about the covered trip opportunity that the Chinese consulate in Los Angeles had just announced. This event carries significant responsibilities and a glorious mission, the person wrote in the social media chat group, adding that those who registered would be transported by a van, and that no one should travel on their own or act independently during the trip. Pro-Beijing protesters get paid $100 per day. Another screenshot, which appears to originate from a Chinese student group, said that anyone who wants to welcome the regime's leader during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit would get $100 for each of the 3 days that they attend. Ling Fei, who has connections with the Chinese associations in New York, confirmed the consulate funding of the trips. A friend of his had originally planned to partake in a store opening event in Brooklyn, but the event was cancelled because of the teams going to San Francisco, he told the Epoch Times. The consulate would have these people travel with different groups to avoid drawing attention, he said. A man wearing a green apron was among several people wheeling over lunch boxes to the protest site on November 14. He was evasive when asked by the Epoch Times whether the lunches were destined for Mr. Xi's supporters. Maybe, he said. The Chinese consulate had been involved in funding similar demonstrations in the past. In 2015, during Mr. Xi's visit to Washington, a man allegedly running a secret Chinese police station in New York had helped to organize a counter-protest against demonstrations by the spiritual group Falun Gong, according to court documents unsealed in April. The group was calling for the regime leader to end the persecution of their fellow adherents in China. Spotted among those leading the clash with the activists was Qin Shanzhuang, a New York-based Chinese front group leader with close ties to the Chinese consulate. He has helped to facilitate local events featuring Chinese consular services or advancing the Beijing regime's narratives. In March, Mr. Qin was seen leading hundreds of Chinese protesters shouting slogans in protest against the visit of Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen. While he claimed that all of those present at the protest scene all came on our own initiative, Taiwan's intelligence officials have disputed such claims, saying that Chinese consulates in New York and Los Angeles were paying $200 to entice participants. Yu Dawei, an 18-year-old activist, said that the Chinese authorities forcibly tore down his business, and that his grandfather was sent to prison for asserting their rights and died after spending a year there. "I just hope that everyone can have the opportunity to speak freely," he told the Epoch Times as shouts of Xi Jinping, "Meet the petitioners," rang in the background. "This is what people really want to say." Hannah Kai and NTD's Iris Tao contributed to this report.